Blog Talk Radio.
Swallowing four spoons of pain. While they hide, we dance in the rain. We are not perfect. We are not glamorous. We are not Hiltons. We are not Kardashians. We are anti-gag with our hands tied tight around our backs while Bush formed a wreck. When Obama killed Osama, we refuse to clap because America's a terrorist too. We sit for tat. We are filthy poor, the opposite of Jersey Shore. So fuck Snooki and a stylist. We are not commodities. We are bleeding hearts. Trapped inside the middle of these circling sharks. We are the apocalypse standing in the dark. We're bright lights and fame are the opposite of art. So clap for the anonymous, cheer for the unlikely. Let the fucking world know who you might be.
We are.
In the Marilyn Manson, screaming fuck the world like it's a national anthem. We are not popular, we are not praised. We are not 60s, we are not Kanye. We are icons without the glamour of glitz. Like Heidi from the Hills in a plastic kit. So while the president fucks you, the rich get rich and try to paint me as an anarchist. 666. You made me a demon, so I'm aiming and squeezing and enjoying the pain and the bleeding. Fuck the prom queen, fuck being beautiful. We are not low hands, we are the unusual.
The indisputable, misfit lights out, brain by the pain. I was aimed at the White House,
back with the invisible, march with the phantom, rise up with the throwaway anthem. Than a pilot, but never had a sky view. Bottom floor poor with a knack for being lied to. Painted face wasteland, the opposite of Graceland.
Singing in a symphony of silence, defiance. Sleeping with the wolves and dancing with the lions. In a city riots, burning down the tyrants. Juggalos and misfits tackling the giants.
With your host, Tavik Cores, Ghetto G. And as y'all already know, tomorrow night is, of course, the start of House of Metal once again. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I kind of want to get this shit fucking started now. We'll fucking kick it off the right way. Seeing as I was watching that metal show with Vinnie Paul, here we go, Pantera, Piss. And we are back. Up next, let's keep it going. Yo, Shotgun Opera, Devil's Hand.
Forgive me, Father.
Thank you.
Alright, motherfuckers, we back up next. Shit, in my room.
Are you gonna let me in? Hello? Hello?
And the bell went off, thank God. Many people think I'm odd, but I talk with no one and I walk alone and I avoid sunlight with a chalky tone. I get home and don't say hi, it ain't no one there. I don't care, I walk in and go right up the stairs to my room, get in bed and just wait for dark, because that's when a real show starts. Tap, 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 tap on a glass, got a piece of ass. So young and pretty, it's too bad she passed. But she comes to my room and we talk at night. She's demonic and bloody, but she holds me tight in my bedroom. With her, I'm never alone, and I kiss her cold lips until the morning comes and she gone. I can still hear her voice loom, but she only exists in the dark of my room.
Love,
I can't ignore you
in my room.
Do anything for you, baby.
Love,
I do adore you
in my room.
Tap, tap on my
ass.
Love, I can't ignore you
in my room.
Do anything for you, baby.
Love,
I do adore you
in my room.
Tap, tap on
my ass.
I try to smile a lot, but I'm always frontin'. But I do love a ghost, and at least that's something. She don't talk much, when she do it gets cold. Usually we just lay there when we hold each other. We're lovers, we don't need others. One of my mother's cats jumped up on the covers and it scared my baby. Guess she don't like pets, so I twisted its fucking head off at the neck. Look, baby, it's bloody, it's gone, it's doomed. Please come back to the room, I do anything for thee. Don't ignore me, this is more than a sick love story. Without you, I'd bring a shotgun to school, and I will if you want me to. For any reason, I hate that you leave when the lights come on. And if I had it my way, the fucking sun would be gone.
Love,
I can't ignore you
in my room.
Do anything for you, baby.
Love,
I do adore you
in my room.
Tap, tap, tap on my
ass. Love,
I can't ignore you
in my room.
Do anything for you, baby.
Tap,
love, I do adore you
in my room.
Tap, tap,
tap on my ass.
Sometimes I kiss her, I start shaking. She slips me the tongue and it tastes like bacon. Uh-oh, something's wrong, baby's upset. She told me she was spotted by the neighbor's kid. She can't come back now cause they know our secret. Unless I can make them keep it. If I do, she may come to life. Now I'm in their yard with a shotgun and knife. Cut the screen, went in and found the kid. Blew a bowl of spaghetti in the side of his head. And the daddy was next, running down the hall. I shredded his throat and he was quick to fall. Tossed a Mossberg and gripped the knife. Started stabbing the shit out of his wife. Went home a bloody mess with a job well done. Wash up, wait for my baby to come. I can't ignore you
in my room.
Do anything for you, baby. I do adore you
in my room.
Tap, tap, like always, I waited and hated. That's I created a bloody mess.
Tap,
I waited 2 or 3 months, 4 months, waiting for the tap, tap just for once. I waited and hated. That's I created a bloody mess.
Tap,
I waited 2 or 3 days, 4 days, waiting for the tap, tap, like always, I waited.
Listen, I'm not a crackhead.
Whoop, whoop, and we back, motherfuckers. Up next, I think we go, every time we go a little more old school. And yo, this track don't even need no introduction.
We'll
And I think up next we're going to play for Twisted Wasted.
Man, I was so drunk last night. I was drinking shots off this fine young candle. Motherfucker, that was me.
Monoxide!
I'm gone, buddy.
You gone, buddy.
I mean that I can't even feel my lips like I'm
rude.
Pretty wanna get me down, and I can't even take her
home.
Money going to my girl, keep blowing up my
phone.
I'll give a fuck, though. Hand me the Dixie cup and a Red Bull, and I'ma mix it up with something special to make your head go. On the fucking jar of weed in my cold. I be rolling it and smoking it till I'm up in the coma, and hopefully I control the speed.
I'm with me new and opening.
Give a fuck about the way, cause I got throw up in my bone again. I'm on the potion fence, please put all emotion in. It's fucking with my focus in. I really need to see who the fuck it is I'm smoking with. She's asking me what I wanna do and I'm hoping hit, but I'm too dumb for this.
I didn't hear that ain't wrong.
Give me Molly and Balloon. How wasted we can get.
Landed in some chick's derriere. Me and my hash rig make a scary pair. Stabbing globs on the skillet got these fairies scared. Yeah, I'm purple hash wasted, met this junkie hoe. Katrina left the party at her man's. She got drunk and stole the Beamer. I looked her in the eyes, said get comfy, hold the wiener. Then we slid through the hood, vaping, bumping, funky, cold Medina. Jack, bitch.
And it don't stop. Yeah.
I didn't hear that name wrong.
Give me Molly and Balloon.
Gang of my lip on rip.
Like it isn't a clip shit.
Come with us and I get our trip. See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and I get our trip. See how wasted we can get.
Jugs of that crown, guns of that down. What's up on the rope? Well, I'm tripping on that now. Tell by the feeling in my stomach, any little more something, I'll be slumping, I'll be hugging on that ground.
LA.
Yeah, and you can tell that I'm stumbling, I know how to act now. Had a few too many, bugging to act out, drunk off my ass, like I ain't fucking sat down. That blurred vision, I'm on one and I'm lifted. Hit the dank mix with that drink like Mad Mono, I'm twisted. And I'm gone, not contemplating one conversation. Had too much drink, fuck on my face, I'm wasted.
Ladies and gentlemen, blaze your dead, homie.
We're wasted, tipsy and wasted. Bitch, pop a Molly and get naked. You can be my guest on the special. We on a DMT with an alien. Let's get drunk, see double. Talk a little shit, I wanna start a lot of trouble. Burn trees in DC.
top speed. Wanna see everybody turning green. How wasted we can get.
And watch me turn into a spaceship. Sipping on this liquor got me lifted. Talking to a volleyball, I'm twisted. Pull a pop cup full of vodka in the console. My head hurts like Daryl hit me with the crossbow. I saw Mono passing bottles like he's Rondo. Janie hit the bourbon like a savage calling macho. Fish in the air, roaches in the ashtray. Life ain't fair, drinking on a rampage. Cops ain't there, so we're swerving in the fast lane. I don't care. Motion like a Max Payne. In the murder bucket, straight loaded. Naked bad bitches in the backseat folded. My team's winning, it don't matter if they hate this. Laughing at you, bitch, we're fucking wasted.
Give me Molly and Balloon. Take a Molly and Ball Rips. Like it isn't a tip shit. Come with us and get our trip. See how wasted we can get. Come with us and get our trip. See how wasted we can get.
Michigan, ratchets all around me. OG White Kush got the whole room cloudy. Smelling like a pound of that shit when we walk up in the place. Me and Trevor G taking grand blunts to the face. Chugging Molly cocktails, I'm on my Molly gang shit. Fucked up at the hotel, still there ain't a bitch I can't hit. Got crossed eye balls, I can barely see where I am going. Got two Xanax bars in my body, now my heart rate is slowing. But I'm knowing I'll be alright. I do this all the time, I actually live the life I rap about. And every one of these rhymes, that's twisted, they'll tell. I'm a crazy motherfucker. Abominations tour every night. Lil White was slightly drunker.
Man, hell yeah, you right, Lil White. Now roll the motherfucking blunt. I'm gonna pour this motherfucking crowd. We get wasted.
Molly, that ain't drunk. Give me Molly and Balloon. Gang of Molly and Ball Rips. Like it isn't a tip shit. Come with us and get our trip. See how wasted we can get. Come with us and get our trip. See how wasted we can get.
Jabber about to say you this or that. With me, I'm only spitting facts.
Real,
it's Rick the team and up a twist and twist and nothing but the business. Getting lifted, we malicious. You not smoking, that's suspicious. Right rhymes and hieroglyphics. Mushroom brownies hit delicious. And that ass and kick that ass, kid.
I'm losing my mind.
But when the winter look, oh fuck it, I'll just cook up some more crack. Drinking vodka out the bucket makes your heroin a smack. You're getting sober, that's hilarious. The joke of the year. Rapping routines to getting wasted. I made it my career.
Give me Molly and Balloon.
Gang of all them all rips.
Like it isn't a tip shit.
Come with us and get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Twisted off of the Jack Daniels in that purple haze. Here we go again, I'm fucking retarded from that Xanax, that Vicodin, and that cocaine and Bacardi. Here we go again, I'm fucking up again. I'm alienating my family and my close friends. I'm wasted, feeling out of place. Falling so hard, I'm on my face again. Puffing that free shit, sipping that bean shit. Smoking like a lunatic, I feel like I'm on den again.
Somebody get the paramedics over here, please. This nigga doesn't have a pulse. Somebody call 911, please. Oh, damn.
I didn't hear that name drone. Give me Molly and Balloon.
Gang of all them all rips.
Like it isn't a tip shit.
Come with us and get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Alright, up next, motherfuckers. Static X. Anything but this. And we are back. And I think up next, just saw a track I wanted to play. No, well, fuck it. Let's go back down. Let's see. No, not Iggy Azalea. She's sexy, but, yeah. But I say we go cut Calhoun heart to heart.
Got no check to cut and give to these PDs. Don't be expecting a spin in their rotations. No payola, no exceptions, bruh. Unless your record label's names is blah blah and etc. You get the point. Here's some things that you can do to measure up. Start you a foundation from the ground up with your label. Get the best MCs to sign with you, then market them amazingly. Flood the streets with all your music. Cover every basic street with posters. Then start doing shows all over. Get your face to see. Find out where your record sells the most. Now you can place a team in every market, sparking up a buzz for you to make some green. Keep it all consistent and the price will rise to make them scream. People call this underground, I know it as a way to eat.
I was trying to make a point, but I forgot. We just started having a heart to heart. Need to get
out there.
I'm just speaking from my heart, trying to get
out there.
But it's been kind of hard. I leave it all up on the mic or on the stage or in the booth. I'm just speaking the truth. I'm trying to get me
out there.
I'm just speaking from my heart. Need to get
out there.
So this my heart to heart.
All around the world, same song. Be careful what you do and try to get your money on. Keep these devils in your ocular, especially if you're popular. They watching you. You got friends, but feels like you're alone. I be feeling like the dopest. Focus on every syllable, every punchline. Fighting the fuck the industry fight. I'm on the front line, scratching for every nickel and dime. So they gon' cut mine. Say Cali ain't the future. They lying. I'm on they front line.
Okay. Me and Cuddy work like a dozen of them. We the illest niggas in the city, at least a cousin of them. If you got the spark to start, separate the smart from art. These sharks to tear that ass apart. We just having a heart to heart. Listen. I was trying to make a point, but I forgot. We just started having a heart to heart. Need to get
out there.
I'm just speaking from my heart, trying to get
out there.
But it's been kind of hard. I leave it all up on the mic or on the stage or in the booth. I'm just speaking the truth. I'm trying to get me
out there.
I'm just speaking from my heart. Need to get
out there.
So this my heart to heart.
Everybody wants to be the next Trinidad James. If you don't fit in that lane, then you ain't given the fame. When you don't consider the game and the lane, 360 modern day slave dealer, meet the criteria, who's to blame? Knowing if you show them, that's more to you than a number one hit to get you exposure. They laugh their way to the bank. Rage against the machine makes you hustle harder and pain to respect and what you achieve when these sudden artists just can't carry and handle the load when they sold and buried they sold for the various hoes, designer wearing his clothes. Once the bottles are mowing, the bank accounts running low. They'll find another dumb sucker to finish what you begun. So, this is a heart to heart, one on one. Take your notes on how to stay afloat in this industry if you make your boat.
Short
so, you won't be the
short.
Hopefully, when you make it to the top, you remember this heart to heart, too.
I was trying to make a point, but I forgot. We just started having a heart to heart. Need to get
out there.
I'm just speaking from my heart, trying to get
out there.
But it's been kind of hard. I leave it all up on the mic or on the stage or in the booth. I'm just speaking the truth. I'm trying to get me
out there.
I'm just speaking from my heart. Need to get
out there.
So this my heart to heart.
Thank you.
Motherfuckers, up next, Machine Head, Darkness. Nah, that's too long of a track. Let's go with Lordy, Hard Rock, Hallelujah. Motherfuckers, up next, the darkness. I believe in a thing called love.
Driving, you're behind the steering wheel.
Up next, I think it's time to bring back some old boys of mine. Fucking three-quarter ton. Man, yo, this is the only track I can find by him. Well, I mean, I think I have another one somewhere. I just gotta look for it. But either way, here we go. Three-quarter ton, Drain.
Now
crack. What up, ghetto?
We've come for your women.
Well, I'm sorry, but apparently Eddie's in the lead.
Can you please refresh my memory on what he's in the lead for?
Oh, no, apparently fucking Big Titty Chick keeps saying he's in the lead.
Well, that's wonderful. Does he get a gold star?
Yeah, well, I should ask that.
What do you get if you win? What are we trying to win? I didn't realize we were in a race.
Who knows?
I completely stopped paying attention to that shit after I kept seeing 36 like. 36 like? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Man, I don't think she knows.
Like, damn, man. I bet you that bitch just wanted all the attention. Like, yeah, baby, I love your titties, man, all the way through. But then we found the post.
Yeah, exactly.
So it turned out it all out crazy shit instead of what she really wanted. But either way, she's getting attention.
Yeah. From Mr. Cheap Plug. I'm in a band.
Yeah, I love that, man. What the fuck? Like, what does that got to do? What does that got to do with any of this?
Who fucking knows?
What does that got to do with titties? Or what's that got to do with anybody's conversation going on in here?
I don't know.
And he tried to justify the fact about, you know, if you see that many titties, then you'd be able to tell how big they are. Motherfucker, you don't read titties. You just don't.
You just fuck them.
They're either big, medium, small, you know, or there's none there at all.
If there's none there at all, she might be too young for you.
Yeah, shout out to Eddie, man. Stay away from the youngins. I don't know who you are, but stay away from the youngins.
I mean, come on, man. I'm like, and I think it's funny how, you know, he completely fucking bypassed our question of, you know, why the fuck do we need to read the titties for?
I said, I don't read titties. I fondle them. And he told me you don't have to fondle them to read them or whatever. It doesn't help at all.
Oh, bud. Oh, great. Crazy white girl has joined the fucking respect squad.
What? How did that happen?
Because you got this fucking little kid up on there saying, Kay Hatters. I don't know what the fuck Hatters is. I think it's meant haters, but it's what Hatters. You can kiss my ass, but parents are fucking overrated. When I have a kid, I'll let him or her do whatever the fuck they want. They will learn by their own mistakes. I don't need to tell my future kid, okay, do this, do that. I'll be like, do whatever the fuck you want. Yep. I can't wait to be a mom, but not right now. I'm just 16. Well, just 16, so why the fuck do you even need to talk about it?
And what are you talking about, man? You're just the right age to be on MTV. Why are little kids bitching about that? They get online bitching about parents. What the fuck?
I don't even know.
Like, why are you on Facebook? Get off of Facebook. Go outside and play on the swing set.
Okay, and of course you got crazy white girl. I don't even know what the fuck her real name is. I think it's Bubbles. It's called Bubbles, so that's the last one.
We'll just call her that.
She goes, that's bad parenting. She goes, 10 or 11 doing what they want, they can get the heroin. You wouldn't even care. You're the type of person who doesn't deserve kids and shouldn't repopulate. Let me adopt your kid when you have one. Then the chick goes,
That's not really the respect squad, man. That's just pointing out the facts.
Well,
would you let your kid do whatever he or she wanted?
Wait. It gets better. She also goes, how fucking old are you? Respect your parents. They feed you, let you live there. I feel bad for your future kids. What's wrong with me? What the fuck's wrong? What the fuck is wrong with you? Sit the fuck down.
Sit the fuck down. But yeah, I guess people must have missed my post the other night about the word thirsty. Talking about all them bitches on Facebook with their tongue sticking out in every picture is the true meaning of thirsty.
Yeah, I think it's funny. I'm commenting on this bitch's fucking set saying, well, she'll be on MTV by 17.
She's too old then.
Well, she's 16 now, so hey.
Well, they don't take 17-year-olds, just 16-year-olds. And then they check up with them when they turn like 18 or whatever the fuck.
Well, I'm pretty sure, but before she turns fucking 17, she'll be on MTV.
But you see that, Havoc? If you don't ever treat your girl right, she'll be on Facebook showing off her titties.
But who gives a fuck? Hey, you know what? If people want to see fucking Chewbacca's titties, go for it.
Man, I said your girlfriend, man. I don't mean your ex-girlfriends.
Yeah, well, this is why I'd rather have a fucking one-night stand, so that way I ain't got to be in a relationship.
Well, that can only go so far, man.
Man, this response is awesome. Oh, my God, awesome. Really?
OMG, Havoc.
OMG, Ghetto. She wants to be on MTV.
Yeah, man, that was a little random to see in the conversation on that picture was my name. Like, what the fuck? like, why the hell is this person screaming my name? But it was funny, though. I posted that picture up, and then I saw it in my other box where she did send it to me. I didn't even see that. Bitches be like, I'm tighter than Jesus on a cross.
Man, I saw that.
It's just hilarious, man. That was an old joke.
But yeah, never go to Friendly's.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
Friendly's, the fucking that old fucking restaurant thing.
Nope.
They have food, they have ice cream, but never go there because their food gives you the shit.
Oh, so it's like Taco Bell.
So maybe a little bit worse than Taco Bell.
or that one Mexican restaurant that used to be around, Don Pablo's.
Oh, great. Here we go to the dumbass fucking Rob Thomas.
Who the fuck is Rob Thomas, and why do I care?
He goes, y'all all need water bottles because all y'all thirsty.
We need what?
Water bottles.
Well, could I still stare at your girl's titties while drinking a bottle of water? Would I still be thirsty?
And hashtag fuck you thirsty.
It's So I guess they probably don't like the bar on George Lopez called Thursday.
I guess.
do you have Dwam on the soundboard?
We gotta find out. Yeah, I'll just search it. It's gonna make this freeze up, but I'll search it.
Oh, fucking Blog Talk.
Nah, it gives me a reason to smoke a cigarette.
Anything to smoke a cigarette.
Well, it could be worse. It could freeze and I could take it away with me to go take a shit.
Taking a shit? It gives me a reason to smoke a cigarette. It's cold outside. Gives me a reason to smoke a cigarette.
Yes, we do. We have Dwayne on the soundboard.
Well, let's go ahead and play that.
Speak of my language. People I hang with, you can't find this in your big book. Never heard before, my crew, bitch, look. Hello, straight crown in a bar. And after I'm finished, you know I'ma drink some more. But I got 20/20 vision when I'm pitching. Listen, I thought them chickens never slipping like a transmission. You like Bailey's, I like ladies. I'm quite crazy, it may be a little shady to hit you night, baby. Cookies, I gotta bang, they wanna hang with a real nigga. All day, every day, by myself, not a gang. Wanna go night, night, nigga, mama so nice, I lit up like a switcher. I don't know why that better, wanna throw by my nigga, type of getcha. Yeah. Where, if you hike the pooter, away from me, then you can blow me like a hookah. Yeah. They know I'm a crowded pooster, on the booty tang, your booty bang, and I wish I was your loofah. Yeah. Ooh, you're sweeter than Dean and DeLuca, trying to boost ya, this my number that I shoot ya.
I'm so hot, I need a fan on it.
Uh-huh.
Everybody wanna land on it.
Uh-huh.
So come on and put your hand on it.
That's enough to make the whole spot say
swirl.
Sound like when somebody get hit on Batman.
Yeah.
Always looking for the pussy, cat scan.
Yeah.
Booty's always being watched, black man.
Yeah.
Never get caught up messing around in the flatland.
Yeah.
I solemnly swear to be panini.
Yeah.
Jiggly jello off in a petite bikini.
Yeah. Yeah.
Women waiting in line to meet my weenie. Wanna see me go Gandolfini? Don't you let me reach the creamy.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that, but I got time for getting you behind the clap.
Swirl!
Drew Rock, Troy, Mike. Like Rich, Brian, Dennis, Mesa, Nina, put Dwam on a
switch.
We drinking, we thinking, we linking with ladies cause they winking. Now I can say damn, but that ain't big. Saying Dwam, say you seen a whole lot, dig.
I'm so hot, I need a fan on it. Everybody wanna land on it. So come on and put your hand on it.
That's enough to make the whole spot say
swirl.
I cross my heart like a peacoat.
Yeah.
If you bring it here, I'ma throw C notes.
Yeah.
Let me float off in your water like a sea boat.
Yeah.
She choked, guess she didn't have a deep throat.
Yeah.
Dwam is when it's impressive. Dwam is you seeing someone on some next shit. Dwam is when you listen to Nina text spit. That's it. But look at the big rubber on that bitch.
Yeah.
Girl, I ain't seen in a while. No longer teen in a style. Bust seams and jeans in a blouse. Like
bam,
like blow,
like blam,
like wow,
like
twirl. Like bam, like blow, like
twirl.
Like blam, like wow, like
twirl.
Say bitch.
Say what?
Okay, man. That's enough to make the whole spot say
swirl.
And we back.
Man, all the money that Strange Music spends on things, you would think they put a little bit more into their music videos.
You think, anyway.
Because their music videos are pretty shitty. And then on top of it, I'd like to point out in that Dwam video, there was all these bitches in there, right? And then when it got to the point, but look at the big rumper on that bitch. He's pointing to a chick that ain't even got no ass. Like, if he would have pointed to the girl that was on the other side of him at that point, then it would have made sense.
Yeah.
But the girl that he was pointing at, man, the girl had, like, no ass at all.
We don't even know what's wrong with these motherfuckers.
So, yeah, Tech, man, next time you make a music video, man, spend a little bit more money. Like, instead of shooting in, like, one place.
Yeah, my dad's gonna happen.
I mean, it's not like he's hurting for money or anything, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, exactly, but, he makes it seem like he is.
I'm just saying, man, they obviously don't focus on music videos very much, but they should.
Yeah. It's funny because of the fact, you know, because that bitch, you know, decided to talk about her ex. Her ex decided to comment and decided to chime in.
Oh, yeah, which one was that?
Rob Thomas Grooms saying, "All y'all got to compete. I don't, if I was in it, I'd win with the first comment. So y'all little boys have fun."
Little boys. What exactly are we trying to do here again?
Apparently he thinks we're trying to get with her.
That might be Eddie over there, but I don't think anybody else is. You know what I'm saying? I don't think anybody else on that thing. So I guess all you got to do is guess her bra size and we would have been in it.
Apparently.
Shit, if only it was that easy with every bitch.
Well, I commented on saying, who competing for what now? I just love titties. I ain't looking for a girl.
That picture brought out all the horn dogs.
Hell yeah.
That's all bitches seem to be doing online, man. They feel that they have to show a cleavage picture, you know, for, you know, to get some attention. Like, why can't you just be a good-looking chick, you know what I'm saying, and just post up a picture? Like, you make it to where you're literally pulling down your fucking shirt to show off your titties so somebody talks to you.
And what's funny, Ghetto, is the fact that out of all of them, me and you are the two oldest motherfuckers on that entire comment. Well, status.
You're fucking serious.
I'm dead serious.
How old are them people?
Okay, never mind. I thought one dude was like 81. Well, born in 81. But,
I thought you were going to say he was 81 years old. And he's still in a singles. He's in a singles juggalo room. What the fuck?
How old is that
girl?
I don't know. Her age doesn't show up on there. Look, you had her.
She's underage. Like,
probably. Her ex-boyfriend was born in 95.
Her ex-boyfriend was born in 95?
Yeah.
That is a child. Wow, man.
And Eddie Dew was born in 90.
Come on. Now I feel old.
I know, right? But I think what's even funnier is the fact that, you know, what I said, fuck your water bottles and hashtag fuck your thirsty. That's the worst term ever. Dude, even Eddie Murphy fucker liked that comment.
I believe that dude likes everything.
I do too.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing, Erica. People were trying to guess this one chick's fucking bra size.
Who the hell is Erica, and why is she here again?
Well, first she asked, what about bra size, and said she don't do that, and who's underage, and...
You got a lot of questions, Erica. I got a few for you. Who the hell are you? What is your bra size? Are you legal?
She goes, I'm a person.
Now, see, that just sounds like a typical answer that even a robot could say.
She goes, I can't tell you my size, and she's 21.
You can't tell me because you don't know or you don't wear a bra.
Oh, you don't wear a bra, really?
Yes, really. Can you throw them over your shoulder?
You tie them in a knot?
Do your boobs hang low?
She goes, no.
Well, that's a good sign, because you're too young to have your titties be hanging down that low.
And Bubbles is still going off on that fucking little girl that want, said that she wants to have her fucking, wants to let her kids go away or do whatever the fuck she wants.
Are you in that conversation?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, because I was kind of wondering why you were stalking that.
Oh, don't forget, I put the comment, well, she'll be in on MTV by 17.
Oh, that's right, I forgot about that. comment there.
I got like 3 likes off. I got 3 likes on that comment. So let's see.
Did Erica like it?
No. What a crazy white girl liked my comment. Anthony Chase and then the chick who fucking made the status in the first place.
She agrees with you.
Yeah, she wants to be on MTV. Why? We don't know.
Man, ain't nobody want to be on MTV anymore. Maybe back whenever, like, they had, like, TRL or some shit.
And I prefer MTV, back, you know, back when they had the fucking, like all the hair metal bands, like Poison, fucking Rat, Def Leppard up on that shit. You know, before, like, all these pop bitches like Britney Spears and all them got up on there.
What? You don't like pop music? But you enjoy musicals?
Yeah, but I mean, come on, man. There's nothing wrong with musicals, Don and Don. I mean,
I hate musicals.
Man, they're more than likely you'd probably end up hating the Newsies.
The what?
Newsies.
The Oozies?
Newsies. N-E-W-S-I-E-S.
I don't even know what the hell that is, and I'm glad.
it was like a fucking musical slash movie that was put out by Disney like a long time ago.
Man, I don't know, man. I'll say the fucking Disney Channel put out that High School Musical, man. That was fine. That was all right. Wonderful. But, like, whenever I was trying to watch Rock of Ages, I thought it was going to be a movie, and they started fucking singing and singing and singing, and I just fucking hated it.
Man, I wonder if it's coming back on so I can record it.
Man, I bet you it's on demand.
Well, I can tell you one movie that didn't need to be was Step Up Revolution.
Was that that new movie, the last one?
Yeah.
I've only ever seen the second one. Maybe the third one.
Oh.
Or is that the third one?
That is the third one.
I've only seen the second one.
I've seen all three of them.
I only watched the second one because I'm using Havoc logic because that girl in there is fucking hot.
Yeah, Havoc logic. If she's hot, we watch it.
At least that someone makes sense, unlike Chris logic.
True.
At least yours involves hot women.
Well, his involves dogs, so what the fuck are we talking about?
Well, I don't know why that involves dogs. That's just his sex life. So. Man, I've really came to the final conclusion that Heather girl is a fucking dude, man. That thing finally posted up a picture, but like with a hat over the face, man. There ain't no way in hell that's a chick, man.
Well, I ain't seen it because I don't have it on my page anymore.
Man, it gotta be a dude.
Man, I wouldn't doubt it. Or a robot.
Damn it, Neve. Go fucking figure this out.
Yeah, Neve. Help us out, please. Hey, look,
if I knew how to contact you, man, I'd fucking hit you up. We go do this.
Yeah, man, fucking Gil G wants to be a part of that show, so that way we can figure out what the fuck Heather is.
Hell yeah, man. I wouldn't be on that show, but I'm not in an online relationship.
Well, you can lie and say you're in one with Heather.
Well, then again, there was this other girl, man. She's like, you should just tell them that you're in a relationship so you can come meet me or whatever. I was like, I should do that, huh? Mainly just because I want to meet them because they're funny as hell.
Yeah, I see no pictures of her in a hat.
There's no picture there anymore?
Yeah, she probably took it down because of her. There it is. It's like getting all fucking edited. It's like all edited and shit.
Yeah, do you see it?
Yeah. Yep, it's a dude.
Come on, man. Tell me that ain't a dude.
That's definitely a dude.
On top of that, why can't you show your fucking face? Why did it take you forever to post a fucking picture? And when you finally post a picture, it's just a mouth.
Okay, and apparently crazy white girl wants to agree to me, although I don't know what the fuck she's talking. Although she didn't. It's funny, she's telling fucking the underage bitch to talk proper English. Yeah, she didn't do that either.
What?
Morgan Bowles. She goes, I love how you talk. You can't even talk proper English. I suggest taking your education seriously and lay off the drugs. And Havoc, I def R her on MTV.
Well, that was a complete fail. Man, if you're going to be a grammar Nazi, man, at least don't fuck it up after you say that. So where the hell is Adam at?
More like you're probably trying to find fucking France on a map, so that way, you know, that way he can still be convinced that France is a city.
I was just kind of wondering why he was licking eyes. That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah, and then he said it's fucking custom in France. And he goes, France, the city of love.
Well, yeah, that really wasn't clicking. I really wasn't paying any attention to that.
So I had to chime in and say, France is not a city, it's a country. Dumbass.
So, have you ever considered being a school teacher?
No. Never. Fuck that.
You like to teach people things. So.
Yeah, but.
You should become a teacher. But then on the other hand, you got anger issues.
Exactly, that's my point.
So there's positives and there's negatives, pros and cons to this whole thing, but you should look into it.
Yeah, I can just see it now. One of the fucking students don't want to listen, so I end up throwing the chalk at his eye. Yeah, fucking, and then take two wrists and fucking smack them inside the head with them.
Man, that's what people used to do back in the day and shit, you know? People to clean the erasers and shit. And they just, like, fucking smack them on people's shirts and shit.
Yeah, except I would smack the fucking erasers on their heads.
Why do you gotta say it like that?
I would not be a good teacher. I would try to kill somebody. And these students.
Yeah. These habit would be like a kindergarten teacher or something. Kids be laying down for a nap, he'd be pissing in their shoes. Talking about I wanna pee on you and shit.
What the fuck? Hell nah. I would not be in a little tube.
Why not? You being grown man shoes.
That was because he pissed me off and I wanted to get back at him.
Shoes are shoes. But they're shoes, Havoc, not urinals.
Yeah, I think it's funny how I fucking copied this one chick, that chick's fucking comment of her, you know, not speaking English. And I put it on Google, and it comes back as search for English results only.
See that?
I mean, crazy white girl did say, we speak English here, not retardation.
Well, it'd be better if you would have just said retard.
Yeah, you see, Erica, you see? You were wrong.
Of course, yeah. Erica was wrong.
No. What she just said was, because she goes, I wanted to see the picture. I'm a girl, so I'd be able to tell. So I told her, well, go tell us if Heather is a chick or a dude.
She goes, I need the picture. I don't know who Heather is. I gave her a picture. She goes, the hell, that's the only pic, quote unquote, she has of herself. And he goes, she could be a girl, but it kind of looks like a little boy.
See that, man? Even she thinks it looks like a dude. But Chris would hit that.
He probably has.
Wasn't he already dating that at one point?
Yes.
Well, I should say online dating.
Well, either way, you still try to hit that. You know what? I mean, just Chris, I have a certain trap just for him. This is
awesome.
Chicken Foot. The trap called
foot.
Nope. Yes, Chicken Foot.
Chicken Foot.
Yes, Chicken Foot.
The fuck are you
Chris,
listening to?
And Chris Bird is the track disputes called Soap on a Rope.
Got fame, fast cars and everything.
And we are back. And that was Chicken Foot.
Yep, that was Chicken Foot.
Led by, of course, the legendary Sammy Hagar. Chickenfoot is actually a super group made up of Sammy Hagar from fucking Van Halen and Montrose, Michael Anthony from Van Halen, Joe Satarini, and Chad Smith of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I see.
Hell, man, fucking Sammy Hagar has got a new album coming out this month, which actually features Kid Rock.
What the fuck?
Could be interesting.
I guess so.
I can tell you everybody who's going to be a part of that album.
No, don't do it.
let's see. That was. Oh, look. Someone named Carly something on my jigger. Saying that she's a, well, what the fuck's the name again? It's Carly. She may be high and have a nice seat, but you ain't.
Neither is your proper way of using your. Sorry, you are the weakest link.
Well, yeah, who cares? I mean, you know what? I mean, at least she's not doing it like half these dumbasses, but why you
that
are.
That bitch ain't even got no neck.
Yeah, she reminds me of fucking Brock Lesnar. No neck.
Her fucking name is Super Fast Jellyfish.
What the fuck?
Bitch, you ain't got no neck.
That's how much I did Jellyfish one day fast.
Bitch, where'd your neck go?
Someone ate it.
I think she ate it.
It's time for Stump the Trunk.
Say Stump the Trump.
Trunk. Motherfucker, I'm gonna kill my fucking TV because if I get time I pause it. Oh, yeah, I forgot there was a second one coming on at 12. Okay, that explains why. But I want to go back to Stump the Trunk. Well, this might explain why the bitch doesn't have a neck. She loves to play Modern Warfare.
So playing that game makes you lose your neck?
Well, that's in her case, yeah.
Where does it go?
I don't know. I think she ate it. Oh, that's a song. Okay. Super Fast Jellyfish. That's actually a song. Okay.
Oh, well, I sure hope she wasn't referring to herself.
it's a song by Gorillaz.
Gorillaz? The Gorillaz, man. I don't even like the Gorillaz. How the hell does that song go? I'm happy.
Hey, no sunshine or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's a different fucking version of it, isn't it? Ain't no sunshine till it's on or something like that. No, that's not good.
Man, what the hell you singing? Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Yeah, that's a different song, man.
It's Clean Eastwood.
What?
It's Clean Eastwood by Gorillaz.
Not for long, I got something. The future is coming along.
That must make it really hard to do fucking concerts, though.
Boy.
Well, think about it, man. Like, almost every single video that they've ever done has all been animated.
So?
I don't think anybody's ever seen them because of how they look like.
Man, they were on something. People
yeah,
have seen them before.
I've never seen them. And Taryn, Jason X, Denzel. Didn't I just go through that fucking shit already? Dumbass.
Dumbass!
Ah, man, he's fucking coming saying, thirsty for being men and liking a female body part. Tell me, when did this generation become so stupid? What's wrong with a man liking beautiful women with a nice, sexy body? He goes, I hate that word. Thirsty. Makes no sense. Bitch, didn't I just say that?
Man, fuck this shit. Let's hit the strip club.
Man, fuck that. I'm fucking take myself out of that conversation.
Run for your life.
That's okay. I don't need it anyways. I already saved that picture to my computer.
You fucking pervert.
But you know what? I just commented on Heather's picture saying, when do we get to see a picture of you?
Dude.
See? According to Erica, they did a concert and they were in the dark. So nobody's even seen them.
What?
Gorillaz.
Who the hell? What? Who cares, man? We're off of that.
Man, I wonder what the fuck these motherfuckers look again. What the hell? They always do animated shit. Why the fuck they're dressed like fucking captains of a fucking airplane? Oh well, fuck it. Anyways, what should we play next?
I don't know.
No, Erica, not a picture of you. The chick with the fucking triple D's and single juggalos and juggalos. Let's see. You know what? You know what? Let's go with a track just for Adam. You know, he's not here.
When I was a little boy, they used to laugh at the minibus. We were specializing many of us. Where did we get to go all day? We went to Happy Land. See me pressed up on the glass, smiling, waving my hand. I'm like y'all in a hurry, trying to get to go where you go. Our little special yellow bus, drift through town extra slow. We don't get shot in our class, we happy all damn day. You see the little yellow bus coming, fuck out the way.
I'm in the little yellow bus, who wants us to pick him up? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
I'm in the little yellow bus, who wants us to pick him up? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
All these bitches never see me, I waggle my penis. I'm riding in the little yellow bus, cause I'm a fucking genius. We got our own class, and y'all ain't got the pass. I see us through the window if you cut across the grass, but that's all you will get. We out some high level shit. Get back to your class with the masses where you're easy to forget. I'm in the little yellow bus, riding down that bitch laughing. Oblivious to the wicked world outside of what's happening.
I'm on the little yellow bus, you wanna ride with me? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
I'm on the little yellow bus.
We living out of road shit, bro, y'all worry about silence. We riding on pads, sometimes haters try to diss us. But we so fucking happy, we can't help but let it miss us. We floating off the chain, we ain't gotta maintain. We in our little yellow bus, cause we ain't the same. We out here bending corners, and we ain't fucking with stress. And where we headed, that's for only us to know and you to guess.
I'm on the little yellow bus, who wants us to pick him up? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
I'm on the little yellow bus, who wants us to pick him up? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
Rather intimidating if you see a lot of them in one place. Be sure to choose a partner. Two clowns together are really great.
And we're back.
Oh, joy.
Yeah, so Adam, where the fuck you are, that's for you. For two reasons.
Yeah.
One, because you think France is a city. And two, you actually like the remix for Down With Us.
Did you listen to it?
I played it last night. When, you know, when fucking Adam was called in. And he said it was dope, and even though I told him I thought it sucked. I listened to him before the show.
He'd probably say anything was dope.
More than likely. I mean, you know, he'd just say whoop whoop after every sentence.
Well, there's a lot of people that do that.
Well, yeah. Man, this bitch fucking Misty Gillespie up in the fucking chats are fucking, man, she's definitely a fucking hoe.
She's definitely a fucking hoe. Why is she a hoe?
Because of the fact, well, one, she met this, she just started dating this one dude, fucking, on the 9th of September, and she's always saying that she loves him. Bitch, you guys just met, you guys just started going out. How the fuck you guys start saying you love somebody? It's only the 15th.
How does it make her a hoe?
The fact that she's up in single juggles until it's going. Here's a let up. Feeling frisky as fuck. Down for the kinky.
Oh. Well, that would make her a hoe, yes. The first thing you said, not so much. Now, if that's the case, she loves somebody and then she's looking for somebody else, yeah, then she'd be a hoe.
Well, then, plus, like I said, she's been with this dude since fucking the 9th of September. And she's already saying that she loves him.
Yeah.
And then she was talking about the fact that she still loves her ex and shit like that.
What the fuck? Dumbass bitches.
Yeah, like I said, bitch, you's a hoe, and hoe, you's a bitch.
That's right. Everybody knows that you's a funky, funky bitch.
Man, this bitch is fucking being retarded as all fuck. Alexis Sugar Cheeks person goes, homies, if I can get 300 likes or comments by Halloween with reasons why I should try face paint for the first time, I'll post a pic with my face paint. Whoop, whoop. Lovely.
Come on, who's never painted their face in their life?
Apparently her.
Whether it be for a juggalo reason or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what the fuck is that? How old
really
are you,
her?
Like? Five.
And I'm about to put that too.
Who's down to stay up all night and talk to me? I want to stay up all night, but I don't want to talk to you. Mainly because you like Lil Wayne.
Wait, who the fuck likes Lil Wayne? Man, they're on my page. They're getting deleted.
Man, motherfucker, relax. This ain't even your page. Damn. Getting all fucking angry over nothing. And see, if you don't know who likes Lil Wayne, then you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. So, look through your people's shit and see who likes Lil Wayne and who doesn't.
And I'm about to start doing that again. Or maybe I'll just trap people.
That never works.
Of course not. Man, I could say who likes Lil Wayne, get all the likes in the world, and then that sort of doesn't work. And then there's still too many damn people on my page that like Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Fuck that grim looking cracker.
Oh, there goes that hoe.
Ah, you see her? See?
Duh, she's scary.
Oh, yeah, that too.
What the hell? That ain't the same person. Who the fuck is this chicken though? That ain't the same chick. shoes now.
Now you're more confused than the day that Heather thought she was a girl, but possibly not.
Well, then let's go to the third picture, see who was there. Him? So are you the real fat girl, or are you the other girl?
They ask her. Comment like, are you the fat chick or are you the skinny chick?
What the hell does MIP stand for? I'm guessing she's a real ugly one. And she got like a kid and shit, man.
Huh. Yeah, I know, right?
Man, people are still in this picture.
What the fuck is MIP supposed to be?
Then I already asked that, and you completely ignored me.
I'm taking a piss. I didn't even hear you.
A woman's revenge.
That's what MIP is?
No, you fucking idiot. But the fact that she has that picture up here about that idiot that killed himself off of that gay-ass MTV show.
That's it. Wait, that's good for MIP?
No, that's the fucking redneck dude that killed himself, man. He was on that fucking Buck Wild show.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I don't know what MIP is, though.
And the fact that she got a picture of Justin Bieber up on her page.
Come on, man. Do you not see the main picture and then the picture after that? Like, which one are you?
I don't even think she knows.
She's probably a dude.
Yeah, probably. And the fact that people are lying to her saying that she's beautiful, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the hell are people doing? People don't lie to me and tell me I'm beautiful.
Yeah. Well, except for Chris.
What? Chris has never told me I was beautiful.
Thank God for that. Yo, thanks, but don't comment on my pictures. Well, fuck out of here.
Don't comment on who said that?
He did.
Who?
I guess somebody commented on the fucking ugly bitch's page, and like I said, comments is way too much.
Okay.
That plus that bitch can't read worth shit. Bitch, you's a hoe. And bitch, you's an ugly hoe.
Relax.
La, 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 la. You are so ugly to me.
Wow, that was terrible.
Yeah. That's the song that should have been fucking the song. Not that you are so beautiful, me. You are so ugly to me. Ugly decades, all the ugly bitches.
That's a lot of bitches.
Yeah, I don't think anybody knows which one's which.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, that's another bitch right there that needs to be on fucking Catfish. She's still on that fucking shit. What the hell?
Who's on what shit?
Fucking Bubbles. Whatever the fuck her real name is. It's called Bubbles.
Oh, sure. She could fight with little kids, but she can't answer me. She gonna post a status. I miss Ghetto G, but I won't answer him. Yeah, yo, she come out of nowhere, man, after a while, man. I saw her once before after she changed her name on Facebook. I tried adding her, but she did not accept. And now all of a sudden, she's like, I miss you. What the fuck?
Yeah, she had you and me and everybody that was in that post.
Damn. You know, I'm kind of pissed that I started playing this Soul Calibur 4 game, and this thing I was playing, I really don't get anything if I beat it all. You know?
Yeah, I've never played that before.
I'm just saying, this whole story thing right here, all you unlock is like outfits and shit. I don't want that. I was looking to unlock characters and shit, but apparently I had to play the actual story mode.
Well, play it in the actual story mode.
That's what I'm gonna do. What I'm saying, that thing, I was stressing out trying to beat all that bullshit, and I don't even fucking get anything.
Yeah,
so I don't even need to finish it.
Yeah, I've never even played Soul Calibur before. Never will, never have, don't ever plan on doing so.
Yeah, I'm sorry it's not Bleach.
Bleach sounds a hell of a lot better than that game.
These characters are probably a whole lot better than them shitty ass characters.
Hey, you should try one of these days.
Try what?
Playing Bleach.
I don't want to play Bleach. Ever.
Yep, there it is. I see that comment about an hour ago. I missed my Ghetto G, but she don't want me to talk to you.
Yep. That's how it goes.
I guess I got Exodus to put up on the soundboard. And there's a shitload of metal up on this soundboard. And I still got some Ghost up on there. Exodus. Tim Ripper Owens.
Oh.
House of Metal tomorrow or later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. I got so much fucking metal up on this shit. I'm still adding more to it.
Too much metal for one hand?
Yeah. It's perfect and it works. I want to add fucking 6 feet under this. 6 feet under to it, but, on download.
If a game doesn't have, like, a store thing on it or whatever to buy, sit, to download, how would you find it? Does it just not have it at all?
You could try the PlayStation Store.
Like, if I just typed the game in, would it bring up something if it had it?
Possibly, yeah. There we go. Yeah, I'm talking to fucking, funny enough, crazy white bitch, crazy white girl, is talking to me through a comment, status thing, saying, that's where fuck the Pocky, I'll take the Maverick. She goes, nope, both mine and Call of Duty. So, dude, I had COD, but not on shitty Xbox. Charge. So look, this chick looks like a dude.
Oh, you love it.
Hell no. I remember seeing that bitch fucking Maddie. I think it was shit from like Illinois or something like that.
No, yeah, whatever happened to that girl?
I don't know, maybe she died.
Damn.
I remember she was pissed off at me for some bullshit. I don't know what the fuck it was.
Oh, yeah, what the hell did you do? Jack.
Fuck if I know. Fuck if I know. I think it's because if like I told her I wanted to fucking find people, in my area. She was in Texas.
No.
She got pissed off about it and Yeah, that's the last thing I remember. Fuck it. No longer single, Megan Leppard Fetzer. You can get the fuck out of the singles group. Oh,
Megan
never mind.
Leppard.
What? Yeah, Leppard. don't know, that's a bit of name. Her name is like Leopard or something like that.
Let's
see. no. Fuck no.
Yep.
Very fucking Murray Stevenson says, "Yo, single to list, who would date my sis, Donna?" Yeah, no, fuck it, no, she's ugly.
Havoc would.
Hell no, Chris would. But, you know, he ain't got a preference.
It's all about personality.
Hello, so let me piss somebody off.
Well, that's not hard to do.
Yeah, no, right? It's because you got called a follower.
Well, they probably are.
All I said was, "Why do you need a reason to paint your face?" And she's getting all pissed at me too, because I was like, "I like having fucking reasons. You don't like it, it's not my fucking problem."
Better watch yourself, man. She's gonna get you. She gonna get you. She's going to be that little monster that comes out from underneath your bed. Or she's going to be mama coming out your closet.
Oh, I love to see her trying to come out from underneath my bed, and there's no way coming out from underneath my bed.
Oh, shut up. And the only reason that I got this game, man, because it's a very limited selection to pick 3 for $10. And this Soul Calibur happened to have Darth Vader and the Apprentice guy in here.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
What the fuck is Darth Vader in that shit for?
Because they put him in the game. Just for this one, though. Apparently Yoda was in this game, too. But you had to download them. But they don't have a store to download them. Since either they never did or they took it away because this game came out in like 2009.
Yeah.
I was going to buy a different game, but it didn't have the actual case to it. I was like, the fuck? I don't want to buy this.
No, you wanted it.
Huh?
No, you're lying, man. You definitely wanted to buy it.
I did want to buy it, but it didn't have the actual case. But then on top of that, this Soul Calibur game, man, I took it out and I looked at it. I was like, what the fuck is on it? Like, there's a bunch of, like, smear marks and all this all around the fucking disc. I was like, is this even going to work? But I wiped it off a little bit best I could, but shit's still there. But it works.
Yeah.
I can't even believe that GameStop took that game. But I fucking hate buying a game and then they don't give you the booklet inside.
Yeah, true.
It's like, how the fuck am I supposed to play this game, man? How am I supposed to know what to do? But it's a good thing all the games pretty much tell you how to play the game once you put it in.
I don't want to know what the fuck the original problems are. I said, I wonder how much I can get for these motherfuckers. Fuckers.
Get for what?
Well, I may not have the Green Ranger, but I actually have a original yellow Power Ranger. Like, you know, do you remember, like, you know, like when I came up with the big version of the action figures for Power Rangers?
Dude, I had like every Power Ranger.
No, I mean, like, you know, like. The bigger version,
yes.
Yeah, I actually still have the original Yellow Ranger.
Man, I got all the original ones, but they're not in packaging.
Yeah, neither is mine.
So that kind of doesn't help.
If I can figure out how much I can get for something like that, fuck, I'd be happy.
Well, take it to a used place, man. You gotta find one.
Yeah, damn.
Because I got one right over here, man. They buy shit like that because they got a bunch of Power Rangers, Ninja Turtles, Star Wars action figures and shit.
Yeah, man, I just gotta get it from my aunt because of the fact. I think it might be still in the packaging. I don't know, but my aunt has it because of the fact, you know, she wanted to keep a hold of it so that way, if it, you know, it became, you know, like, worth money and shit. You know what I mean?
Well, here is that time.
To find out how much I can get for some of that. Oh, somebody has the 1993 fucking Black Ranger for fucking $9.99 up on eBay.
Damn.
They want the Red Ranger.
Holy shit.
I didn't do it yet.
In this gallery they have on here, like, pictures and shit that you have to buy for some reason. They want a lot of money. A lot of gold, man.
Damn.
You need to stop fighting. You know, he could get so. He had cuts on his head.
I got to drift down.
Be careful, okay?
And then since then. Let's see what the fuck that works.
For us, we Yeah, you gotta remember, we started writing Blackney in August of 2005. And so we toured, you know, we did the record, toured for 3 years behind the Blackney. Longest tour cycle we've ever done. I don't know if you guys.
That's a long.
But when we, you know, when we started writing this record, it was June of 2010. And so it had been 5 years since we.
Yeah, man, fucking on a earlier episode I was watching of that metal show, I think this was recorded back in 2012, like that's when it originally aired. They actually had Vinnie Paul up on that shit.
There you go.
Written almost 4 years since we had written music, and I was excited, man. I mean, we got a 3-year tour. I was home for a month, and I was climbing the wall. My wife's like, "Get out of the house! You're driving me crazy," you know. So me and McLean, my drummer, started going down there, and we just started writing and hashing out tunes, and the first song we wrote was This Is the End, which was just super fast and really hard to play and just really set this high bar for us, and it was exciting. It was like, it wasn't like, we got to start writing. It was like, this is awesome. You know, the first song was killer, and it just made it more exciting for the rest of us.
So you get all recharged, everybody in the band's excited, you're reinvigorated and everything, you tell the record company we have some great new stuff, and then you hand them 7 songs, what do they say?
Yeah.
They freak out?
Well, they're, you know, we're...
I mean, I know there's multiple
parts. I think they probably freaked out more on the Blackney here. They were like, this is a 2 10-minute songs, you know, 2 9-minute songs. We had never done anything like that before, and with us, it was just, we were writing just for ourselves, you know. We weren't trying to write 10-minute songs on the Black Egg. I mean, we've never done that. I mean, the longest song we'd ever had was 6 minutes, and then you know, we're not sitting there timing our songs like, hey, man,
that was a dark song.
What's important about that song?
Yeah.
But nah, man, because before you called in earlier, like, I played a really old school fucking track, man. I mean, like, I went old school with the shit. Which I'll probably end up playing that again tomorrow night. Just because of the fact, shit, Metal Night, House Metal. And there's no way in hell you can have a House of Metal without fucking Deep Purple. Played The Darkness. I think you actually might remember The Darkness.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure you would. I mean, it's kind of hard to forget that track. Well, just in case, I'll refresh your memory.
Oh, great.
And we're back.
All right, so maybe I do remember that.
Yep, they'll be part of the lineup tomorrow night. Along with fucking Machine Head. Which is going to be dope to have Machine Head a part of this fucking shit, because Machine Head is just fucking amazing.
I hate this bitch.
Look over that chick.
I fucking hate that bitch.
Like, she just started talking, and I'm like, I'm trying to figure out who the fuck she is.
Name's like Tara or some shit. Fucking bitch, I just wanna punching him up. I just like his dude on his gay man, because the shit he says. She's like, now go to hell. It's slaughtering time. It's like... time to slaughter. Damn you.
I'm Miles Davis.
Man, you can go ahead and just watch that, man.
Man, we'll be back tomorrow.
Alright, peace.
Peace.